ARPA Audio presents The Abolition of Man by C.S. Lewis. Read by Douglas Gresham. Chapter 1. Men Without Chests. So he sent the word to slay, and slew the little childer, from a traditional carol. I doubt whether we are sufficiently attentive to the importance of elementary textbooks. That is why I have chosen, as the starting point for these lectures, a little book on English intended for boys and girls in the upper forms of schools. I do not think the authors of this book, there were two of them, intended any harm, and I owe them, or their publisher, good language for sending me a complimentary copy. At the same time, I shall have nothing good to say of them. Here is a pretty predicament. I do not want to pillory two modest practicing schoolmasters who are doing the best they knew, but I cannot be silent about what I think the actual tendency of their work. I therefore propose to conceal their names. I shall refer to these gentlemen as Gaius and Titius, and to their book as The Green Book. But I promise you there is such a book, and I have it on my shelves. In their second chapter, Gaius and Titius quote the well-known story of Coleridge at the waterfall. You remember that there were two tourists present, that one called it sublime, and the other pretty, and that Coleridge mentally endorsed the first judgment and rejected the second with disgust. Gaius and Titius comment as follows. When the man said, "This is sublime," he appeared to be making a remark about the waterfall. Actually, he was not making a remark about the waterfall, but a remark about his own feelings. What he was...